About pirate hats, how do you actually make them?
How do we make them?
Yeah.
Well, we make our hats out of leather. They're all hand-cut, handmade, and sewn on industrial machines.
How did you get into making them?
We got into pirate hats, well, just hats in general, because there wasn't anyone out there that I didn't like their hats, so I decided we had to make them.
Oh, that's really awesome.
Why are they so big, like in size or like or popularity?
No, in size.
In size, yeah, they are huge. If you notice, the men are the ones that have to wear the big hats, so maybe they're compensating for something. I don't know.
It's like, the bigger your hat, the bigger your rank.
Or the more flamboyant they might be. Or overcompensating. I like that point the best.
I think so too, because it's like you can see guys with their phone. It's like, see how big my phone is. I think that's my pirate hat.
That's true. That's funny.
Fantasy movies, we see the pirates wearing these big hats and they're doing those fancy moves. I have no idea how the hat stays on.
How they stay on? Well, back then, and especially what we do, that they're fitted, you know, they're custom-made hat, so they're going to stay on. And when they go on, especially in leather, they're going to mold to your head and just shape to you perfectly, and they're not coming off.
Okay, so if I am a sword fight and I fence and I fall, the hat will stay on?
More than likely, yes.
Because I have one that's not really that quality, and I feel like if the wind was gonna hit me, I would run after it.
Well, sometimes it's unavoidable. If Mother Nature comes in and there's a big gust of wind, there's a chance that it's gonna fly off.
So, basically, pirates would have to have many apps.
Yeah, it's true. Or they would... Usually pirates, you know, if you think about it, they probably just steal hats off of the rich. So if they have one blew off, they're going to just steal off of another person.
Because I find it hard to believe that it's just one type of hat you see in the movies. It's that a big one with the feather on it.
I don't know how to answer that. Basically... You know, there is just a style of a tricorn from back then, and that was just the style, and that's how they kept making them.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just the fashion of the time, you know.
Did you ever have a customer, like, the most awesome hat you ever made?
I make awesome hats all the time.
Yeah, I know, but is there one particularly that you really, really like?
There is... I just made myself one recently that's pretty amazing.
Oh.
But it's not a pirate hat. It's a pink top hat covered in black lace and black crystals.
Oh, that sounds cool.
And it's really beautiful. And everyone wants to buy it, and I won't let them because it's mine.
No, you have to cut your
We make hats. We make all kinds of hats, from witch hats to pirate hats to top hats. We can do it all.
Okay, what's the smallest hat you ever made?
The smallest hat? We actually make really tiny top hats that sit like perch on top of your head, kind of like a fascinator.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Is there any funny stories about hat making that people come to you and tell you?
Probably one of my favorite stories was when I was at a show, and you know, at some of these conventions and shows like that, people are drinking and having a good time.
Yeah.
Which I love. But this woman came up to me and tried to give me hat advice when she was very drunk. And it was very funny because she kept telling me, she's like, oh, don't sew anything. Just get a big glue gun and glue it all together. And instead of arguing with her about it, I just listened to her and acted like I took notes.
Probably felt that she was pretty smart when she was drunk. And you
she did. She thought she was giving me some very good advice.
And you were like, no, we don't do that. I'm going to do that.
want to make a pirate hat? Is that what you said?
Yeah, if they want to. What do you...
Well, first of all, they should just call me. I'll make it for them.
Yeah.
That's one. But besides that, if someone wanted to do a quickie pirate hat, there's a lot of things you can do. You know, you can go to any store and find like a felt hat and do it up, or sew it up on the sides and get feathers from, you know, Joann Fabrics or wherever you want to go to find feathers. But there's a lot of sources out there that people can make a hat for.
How the hell do they make it so fit? I mean, like, Captain Jack Sparrow, he doesn't look for his hat besides one time in the movie. I was like, if that was me ever looking for the hat all damn time, that would just be the whole movie.